You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What's good, baby? Hey, we got 2 week one win. Matter of fact, does that mean?
I'm just playing. Don't do that.
Well, his Broncos won, so he might create a let's ride.
Oh, he ain't going to create nothing.
Let's ride.
We asked him for an extended intro. Nothing. Light the Beam remix. Nothing. He's just out here making Sac State songs and videos and being featured on Sac's Best Rapper. We're just little old D-Lo and KC now.
That's it, man.
That's all we are to young Zell.
We're just trying to get a piece of his time. Just a little old. Man.
Like I ran into Zell the other day. I was like, Zell, remember me, D-Lo? He's like, kid, sir.
He threw a towel at you. Here,
yeah.
Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It bees like
treating me like Danny Ainge. He's like, we welcome you in here, man, to the 98 Rock Edition.
Hey,
the
Rock,
September 8th. Good thing I like those guys. I didn't always. I love the crew we got here. I hated some of the bitches that worked here before. We welcome you in here. It's the 98 Rock Edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damien Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
On the worst.
Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
He's just fine, man. He planned his wedding. Ain't thinking about no football. No
I was more. Telling the guys like earlier, like I had a great 10 out of 10 weekend. It was just that football team. The team
that
would have pissed me off. I've been there. That's
all
I'm saying.
Well, because all offseason, though, like I was getting stuff from my dad and my uncle. Like, oh, you being so negative, this, and that. It was kind of like, this is what I told you guys. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but damn.
What made the weekend 10 out of 10?
Oh, no, I was telling them. I was hanging out at my dad's house on Friday or Saturday. My brother's friends, my friends from Modesto, and then some of our family came over. We were hanging out in the garage.
I can't wait to see your dad at the wedding.
Why?
Because I feel like your dad is going to be really, really emotional. Like, your dad is, like, so proud of you.
Yeah.
And, like, you just...
That's my number one fan.
You just see it every time we're at an event. Yep. You know, every post on social media. And I absolutely expect your dad to just be an absolute mess at the wedding.
Yeah, I'd expect it. He told me he was getting a little emotional. He was at the bar the other day. I was like, dude, that's fine.
where does that come from you? Is your mom not emotional?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you're just kind of stoic. And your dad
I get that.
Is emotional. So is your mom kind of stoic?
Yeah. 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 Mom didn't have feelings till recently, probably. Shout out to my mom.
Mom didn't have feelings until recently is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Oh, man. But that's good, man. It shows that you're growing up, that your sports team doesn't affect your day like that.
Oh, no, I was pissed off.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
I don't know how you have it.
10 out of 10 weekend and you're still pissed off.
Besides that.
Well, the good news is it was over pretty quick.
No, yeah.
It's not that like
you got to a point. I'm telling my brother, change the game, dude. It's over. Put on the Jets and Steelers game and he wants to see the rest of it.
That would have pissed me off. I've been there. I've been in those situations where I think Jesse was a little bit more reserved than I was that year when Singletary had that opener in Seattle. But I was there. I was like, yeah, we about to turn this thing around. And to get blasted like that is just that'll piss you off. And then watch, they'll go out and play. They'll play. They got the Bills next week, right?
The Patriots.
At home. They're going to play good next week. They're going to play good.
I'm already like, maybe Arch is in Miami next year. Penn State's got a good quarterback. I was looking at South Carolina's quarterback, his film.
You get the Clemson quarterback. Oh, so you're doing what I did. Remember I used to have the quarterback rankings?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Hey, I was going to tell you, maybe you want to break out those rankings for me this season. Who are we looking at this year?
Well, based off yesterday, Arch Manning.
Tore up San Jose State.
Because I don't know. Well. I don't know if the Colts plan is going to work. Daniel Jones looked like Peyton Manning out there.
I saw
his
stat.
Uniform.
The numbers he put up yesterday on opening day, whatever, was like Peyton Manning. I don't know what the stat exactly was. Peyton Manning, someone else, and Otto Graham, all a bunch of Hall of Famers, and there's Daniel Jones.
Mm. I don't think Daniel Jones is that bad. I'm definitely on the island with that one. But he's not as good as he was yesterday, but he's an all right quarterback. I think that they didn't have the greatest coaching in New York. And you get
Still don't.
Somebody, one of the homeboys, my man, Bears fan, Allen the Bears fan, he was talking to him during
the Allen the Bears fan and Bears fan Allen, same guy. Just to be clear. Okay, just to be clear.
He's like, yeah, man. About to watch this Commanders Giants game. Hey, the Giants gonna have some for us. I said, Dayball, sorry, bro. He's like, no, he's not. No, I said, Dayball, sorry.
Tell him to stop listening to D'Lo. Don't listen to D'Lo no
more. Malik Nabers wouldn't. He'll disagree. They was getting into it. So
yeah,
maybe that was the problem with Daniel Jones. Not necessarily Daniel Jones.
There's probably plenty of blame to go around, but. I mean, Russell Wilson stunk yesterday, so maybe that.
Confirmed starter for week two.
Well, here's the other thing. Yeah, that's confirmed. Here's the other thing, too, though.
Got to do that after week one.
Yeah.
Right?
Just rip the bandaid off.
Like you, now, hold on.
He's done. Retire.
You couldn't have said this last night? you had to wait till today?
It's tough when you're really mad at someone to like, you know, it's okay. Yes, they're still with us. Got to give it some time and get over it. Yeah, Russ is still our starter today.
But did you – so here's the thing, though, as we're talking through this. Do you really want Daboll overseeing Jackson Dart?
No. Absolutely not.
See, this is
Daboll and McDaniel are in a race.
They absolutely 100%.
Is Brian Daboll really that bad?
Yes.
Yeah, or was it Daniel absolutely
no? He's bad. Nah, Brian Daboll's not
Daboll.
A good coach.
It's Daboll. He's a
media hype. He's a creation of the media.
He's a coordinator. He's not a head guy because he just doesn't see offense good enough.
Soren brings up a great point. Sierra wasn't even at the game. She didn't even. She was like, "Nah, baby, I'm gonna go to the VMAs. I'm not gonna watch you suck in week one." Are you kidding me? I got a moon man to hand out.
And the VMAs were like 7 hours after the game. She could have still went to that game.
Well, and the VMAs was a fraudulent show, one award after the other.
I didn't watch.
Neither did I.
Damn.
And nor do I have to. Once I read the results, I was like, "Really? Oh, pop artist." Huh. Okay.
That's why
it's a hard pass for me.
That's
though.
Why we need to go to the BET Awards.
Well, they were canceled. Oh, I guess it was just the hip hop awards.
Yeah.
That were
well, that one don't go to the hip hop awards.
Just, well,
go to the regular BET Awards.
What was the other one? Soul Train. What was the other awards?
Source Awards.
The Source Awards.
Oh no, the ones that got canceled.
Yeah.
Soul Train.
Be honest, I don't even know when the Soul Train Music Awards are.
They tripping on that one. They should have kept that one.
Edgar says Dart taking over by week four. Man, I thought it was going to be week two, to be honest with you, after yesterday.
You mean quarter four?
Yeah, right. I mean, the fourth quarter? That certainly could be a thing. We'll take a look around the NFL today, man, but we'll focus on the squads that we focus the most on, and we'll start with the San Francisco 49ers, their road win. We'll get to the Raiders and what they did on the road out in Foxborough as well. But, hey, hard-fought win. I think it's a good Seattle team, good quarterback there in Sam Darnold. A very, very difficult place to win. Mm-hmm. I thought they opened up that game and looked incredible. 14 play, 95-yard drive. I was like, oh, this is going to be a good one right here. And then it kind of settled down after that. wasn't quite that. But yo, that was a good win for the San Francisco 49ers.
I think so too. You mentioned it before. That's a tough place to play. I think that Seahawks defense is really good, and they returned, I think, 10 of the 11 starters, so they had some continuity with what they were doing on the defensive end. Opening game of the season, so even if the Seahawks were bad, the hope hadn't been beaten out of that team or the fan base at that point. They were charged up.
Yeah.
And to go in there, have adversity, whether it's with the kicking game, whether it's with the turnover, self-inflicted, and late in that game when you had to have it, make the plays, make the throws that you needed to make. I thought that was super impressive. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. There's things you got to work on, and you don't want it. I mean, you want it to be, but it doesn't have to be perfect week one, especially with a team as young as the 49ers and working out some moving parts. And you had injuries in the middle of the game. Mm-hmm. So whatever game plan you might have had for George Kittle, for Juwan Jennings, went out the window by halftime. To be able to pull out that win was impressive. And that's something that you should be hyped up about if you're the 49ers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The game wasn't without concern. We'll start with the kicking concern. Jake Moody missed, I think, a 3-yard field goal and then had one blocked. Like, I won't necessarily blame him for the blocked one.
I won't blame him.
But it goes on your record.
I won't blame him, but he's not absolved.
Right, exactly. That's a perfect way of putting it. And it's like we all knew we were going to have this conversation at some point. Like, we discussed this a month ago. We all knew this day was coming. Didn't think it would be week one, but we all knew this day was coming. And the fact that it's happening in week one means Kyle needs to address it. Because you escaped yesterday. Now you're playing. Like, how many can you escape?
Yeah.
And when you don't escape, what does that do to your ultimate goal of home field, playoffs, and obviously the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl?
You know, I'm just sick of this. I'm just sick of this.
Fair.
Like, Brock Purdy, his first interception, which, shout out to Greg Olsen. He did a fantastic job on the call explaining stuff. Like, he killed that. And there was one reason for that interception that had nothing to do necessarily with the kicking game. It was just a great read by the linebacker, picking up the blitz, all that other stuff that he explained. But you're driving to start the second half. You're down three. You get to the 39-yard line. You should be thinking, all right, 39, get 7 to 10 yards right here. You're in field goal range. You're good. We don't have to take chances over the middle of the field. We don't have to do that. I don't know where field goal range is with this guy or if it even exists. And now you talk about the play calling being an issue with a guy like Moody, the mentality of the players. Who's to say Brock isn't like, I don't know. I know we're at the 39, but I still got to make a play here. Like, I got to figure something out because we got to get closer or we have to get into the end zone now. Mm-hmm. Who's to say that's not in the mind of some of these guys? They see what's going on with the kicking game. So I'm just sick of this. I'm sick of, as a fan, having to deal with this. I'm sick of worrying if Kyle has to think of this when he's play calling. I'm sick of Brock Purdy or Christian McCaffrey or Juwan Jennings, whoever,
thinking that they have to deal with this.
Yeah.
I don't say this lightly. Well, I'm a nice guy. I am. And this is the guy's career and his job. Get him out of here. Please, for everybody's sake, for his sake. It's not going to happen here for him. If he wants to be an NFL kicker, it's going to have to be somewhere else. There's just too much that's going on here. It ain't happening. Get him out.
It's clear the players felt the same way as the camera. And I think it was, Pam Oliver on that
game?
Yeah,
Pam. Shout out to Hall of Famer Pam.
Yeah, Hall of Fame. Yeah, Hall of Famer Pam Oliver, who was like, yeah. Caught some of the reaction after that missed field goal from Jake Moody. Like, oh, dear. He's talking about throwing helmets and kick benches. And it's like, yeah, I'm guessing they weren't there. This wasn't a week one thing.
No.
This is a culmination of what has happened throughout the preseason and them knowing what we all knew. That at some point they're going to have to deal with this.
He's not going anywhere until he loses them a game, I think. I don't see, like,
a dangerous way to live.
Shanahan already knows what it is. Like, the whole, oh, he's shaky and all this. Like, he already knows that going into it. You're not going to cut him, I don't think, after he misses a whatever kick in week one. I think, honestly, truly, I think they'll cut him once he loses them a game.
The crazy thing about it, and unfortunately you might be right, because after the game, Shanahan talking about there's no question that he's the kick. The crazy thing is, Kyle Shanahan want to be on the sidelines getting mad. Why are you mad? You're the one that can control this and get this guy out of here. What are you mad about?
No one can do anything about this except for you.
What are you upset about? Yeah. That's my boy. You know young Shanny, that's my guy. I don't understand this, Kyle. I have no clue why you're sticking with this guy. The Bills got what's the name? Painter?
Matt Painter.
Got him off the couch 4 days ago.
That dude looks like he's 57 years old.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it's ego, though, why Jake Moody's still there. Like, if Jake Moody was Kyle's idea for that third-round pick, I think he's just sticking by him.
I'm going to stick beside him.
Can I ask you something? Would you go get Justin Tucker?
Jeez. Hell no.
I don't know if we have to go that far.
Oh, hey. Hang on.
I would love to.
Let's not forget Justin Tucker, the kicker. Looked vulnerable for the first time last year.
Yeah, he did.
Like, there aren't many players, if any at all, that are better at their one specific job in the NFL than Justin Tucker was.
He was the best of all time.
At his, absolutely. Yeah. Again, there were cracks in the foundation a little bit last year. I'm not sure. Now you have this whole other wrinkle to it. You have this whole other thing to it.
One way to put it.
But ask again. How bad is it?
Well,
there's better options than that out there.
I'm Googling right now. What exactly?
He's suspended for like the first eight games of the season, right?
Is he suspended?
He's suspended.
I just remember him.
He's suspended. For 10 weeks.
I couldn't remember if he was on like the commissioner's exempt list or if the Ravens just cut him. I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah, they cut him.
They definitely cut him.
And he served a suspension as a free agent, eligible for reinstatement on November 11th.
Just call Robbie Gould back.
Well, anybody, but damn. Well,
you try to survive 10 weeks.
Maybe that's what Kyle's doing.
Well, that's what he's doing. One down. He's probably got one of those giant things where you just X out like on the calendar. 1 week down. All right. Nine more.
Moody will make his next 25 kicks. But once November 11th comes,
but
you're out of here, pal.
But here's
get ready to learn Chinese.
There it is. He might not be very good anymore. The thing, though. Like, if it had been Justin Tucker at the high point, mm-hmm. it's different. It's, well, how much does it matter to you? But it's not that anymore.
The killer is, though, with Moody, say Justin Tucker's not that good anymore. Moody's so bad, nobody will be like, you should have just stayed with Moody.
Yeah.
he's that bad. He's got to go. And once again, I say that saying, maybe he salvages his career and he's able to turn into, you know, an established kicker, plays 15 seasons in the league. I hope that happens for him. I'm convinced that's not happening in San Francisco. This spot is cooked for him, like mentally, emotionally, dealing with his teammates. That's finished. Like, he's not going to turn it around here. Let him go to Indianapolis and try and turn it around there or something like that. But it's not happening in San Francisco.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it is. And this certainly wasn't the best start to all of that, as you talked about a second ago. When you have to adjust play calling, Kyle can say with his words whatever he wants to, mm-hmm. and he has repeatedly. You could say the same thing today. You could say the same thing tomorrow. Your actions yesterday showed us something different. Mm-hmm. Your actions showed us when you went for it on, I think it was 4th and 2, mm-hmm. Purdy found Christian McCaffrey. You showed us right then in the fourth quarter, okay.
Yeah.
That you've lost confidence. And then the way that the drive went, it kind of puts you in a position where it's like, all right, we have to get a higher percentage play to put him out there at this point, mm-hmm. than to try to pick up this long fourth down. And it obviously paid off for him. They were able to get it. But when it affects the way that you play call, when it affects the way you call plays, it changes everything.
Let me ask you a question, because I said this on my my live story. It wasn't alive, but
yeah, you was IGing like crazy.
Yeah, the IG stories, you know, instead of just tweeting the stuff out, y'all can see what's going on with me on Instagram during these Niner games. I said on like first down, when it was like first and goal, I think on like the 7 or 8, I said, man, they're down 3. If they get to 4th down, you've got to kick the field goal. When they get to 4th mm-hmm. down, that was the same. That was right before Purdy makes the pass to Tunjus to win it. And I was on 3rd down, and I was like, you got to kick the field goal. Do you agree with that? It was, you're down 3.
Yeah. In that situation, yeah, you had to.
But Greg Olsen was like, it's 4 down territory. Greg Olsen was done with Greg Olsen was done with Moody.
I think everyone – I would love a sideline shot of the fourth. Did anyone watch the kick? Did everyone just, like, have their head down, have their hands buried, you know, their face buried in their hands?
Were they like, well
– we knew they were filled up last year when Debo Samuel got in his face.
Yeah. I was going to say, were they – you guys ever seen that picture of Michael Strahan not able to watch the field goal from the Niners-Giants wild card game?
I don't think so.
Well. Let's Google that on your own. I think it was Strahan. But I wouldn't have been able to watch. I would have, if they would have kicked that field goal or had to kick a field goal, I would have watched that from outside my house. I would have not been in the living room. But you got to do it. Like, at that point, it's first and goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, man. Like, you got to tie the game. It can't be four down territory. But like I said, Greg Olsen on second down was like, yeah, the play calling is going to be interesting because this is four down territory. Mm-hmm. You can't bring him back out there. I said, man, you gotta kick the field goal. Luckily, they didn't have to deal with that because my boy Brock, who wasn't perfect.
He wasn't perfect.
But I thought he was good yesterday. All things considered, he lost two of his top receivers in the middle of the game. Offensive line had some struggles. But I thought outside of those two interceptions, I thought he was pretty good on Sunday.
Yeah, those two interceptions were bad, though.
They were terrible. That second one, I couldn't believe
it. The second one was really bad.
I couldn't believe it.
Especially like that. There were so many things. There were so many different plays. It felt like the momentum in that game had swung in the 49ers' favor a couple of times. The 49ers got a turnover. It was like, all right, this is where you capitalize on this stuff. Yep. And then, no, you had Kittle out with the hamstring,
yeah.
And then Juwan out with the shoulder. Like, all right, so this is starting early. It all started with whether Christian McCaffrey was going to play or not. That's how the day started.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this feels very different winning that game, right? Because if you lose, you're thinking about Christian McCaffrey, and, you know, obviously he played. He had a huge workload yesterday, but you're thinking about where he was leading into that game. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about that George Kittle got hurt. George Kittle got hurt to the point where I told you this last night on CBS, he just didn't have his uniform on anymore.
No, it wasn't. Like, it's over. He's questionable.
No, I'm putting on a T-shirt. I'm done. And then Juwan's shoulder was like, okay. Juwan is just being held together by KT tape at this point. Right. And so you lose that game on the road against the division opponent. You're coming home and you're like, oh, God damn it. Mm. Was it 2021?
Yeah.
All over again? Yeah. Is that what we're looking at? But it didn't. You had Brock make the plays that he needed to. You got a huge play from Nick Bosa to close that out.
Yeah.
And you went 1-0. And that's Russell Wilson.
On the road against
Russell Wilson said opponent. That's all you could do each week. Go 1-0.
On the road against a divisional opponent in a tough place to play against. Once again, I don't know. Offensively, I don't know if Seattle has enough firepower to like really make some hay the way I thought they could. But defensively, I think they're the truth. I think that's a good – I ain't saying like the best defense in the league, but that's a really, really good defense, especially in Seattle. You were down a bunch of weapons. You were able to find a way to pull out that win. And we talk about Tunjus a little bit with obviously the catch. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by him. That he had some big-time catches. I think he had three total.
Yeah.
Obviously the touchdown catch. Going to go get that. Going to make a play. I love seeing that. Mm-hmm. That sparked my interest. There was a third down play that I think it was third down. Yeah, it was third down because he caught the ball. Nobody touched him, and he kind of slithered past the first down marker. That was all hands with the catch.
Mm-hmm.
It was low. It was not an easy catch. He did that. So he's not George Kittle. I'm not looking at him to be anything close to George Kittle. But if Kittle's going to be out for 4 weeks or so, maybe this guy is a pass catcher that can help you sustain while Kittle's out, along with Luke Farrell.
We'll come back. We will talk more about the San Francisco 49ers as the day progresses. We got to talk about the Raiders.
Yeah, man.
And their week one victory in Foxborough. Plus, not all football was good football locally.
Mm.
This was a tough one for our brothers at Sac State. We'll touch on that.
Oh,
a few other things before we dive back into the Raiders. We're just getting started. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.